Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Hundreds gathered Saturday at the Basilica of St. Mary in Minneapolis to honor the lives of House Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark. The couple was remembered not only for their public service, but for their deep commitment to family, justice, and community. Governor Tim Walz.
And maybe it is this moment where each of us can examine the way we work together, the way we talk about each other, the way we fight for things we care about. A moment when each of us can recommit to engaging in politics and life the way Mark and Melissa did, fiercely, enthusiastically, heartily, but without ever losing sight of our common humanity.
The couple was killed earlier this month in what authorities have called a politically motivated assassination. Medical experts are warning all Minnesotans that any federal cuts to Medicaid could cause hospitals and medical facilities to close. HCMC CEO Thomas Clemon says any cuts would be devastating.
Any reduction in Medicaid spending will impact us substantially. Other hospitals will have to potentially pick up the slack and be impacted as well. But I think it's just really important to recognize that Medicaid is something that all Minnesotans benefit from.
The Senate narrowly advanced the One Big Beautiful Bill 51-49 on Saturday night. Doctors are urging people in the state not to light off fireworks this 4th of July holiday. Minnesota Medical Association President Dr. Lisa Mattson says we don't have exploding or flying fireworks, but data from 2023 show they're all dangerous.
There were 700 ER visits related to just the use of sparklers. And we think of those as being pretty benign. Sparklers have been associated with injuries to little kids. I don't think we can look at any of them and consider them to be safe.
Dr. Mattson says young people ages 15 to 19 suffer the most fireworks-related injuries. The Minnesota Lynx cruised past the Connecticut Sun 102-63 Sunday evening at Target Center. The Lynx host Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever Tuesday night in the WNBA Commissioner's Cup Championship. As children spend more time indoors in front of the screens, Minnesota is investing money to encourage them to get back into the great outdoors. The Minnesota Outdoor School for All bill was approved by the state legislature this year, allocating $848,000 to be used as grant money at the state's 5 accredited outdoor schools. Osprey Wilds Environmental Learning Center Executive Director Brian Wood says we're reaching a crisis.
Kids nowadays spend about 7 minutes of unstructured time outside per day, and that is the lowest amount of time ever in human history. So kids are, by and large, not connected to the world around them.
The Minnesota Timberwolves are bringing back forward Julius Randle on a 3-year, $100 million contract extension. Randle had a $30 million option for the next season, which would have made him a free agent in 2026. The Wolves also reportedly agreed with forward Nas Reed on a 5-year, $120 million contract extension. This is MNN.